God is sitting in heaven right now, and he can communicate with each one of us at the same time. So we have a direct link to God that all we have to do is use. In closing tonight, the question that I'm going to ask is, are you using that direct link? Are you going over on your minutes on that direct link? Are you utilizing the tool that God gave each one of us, the tool of prayer? Because prayer changes things. Prayer can make things happen. Prayer can alter the course of history. And we have a direct link, a direct input into God the Father. We have a direct path, a direct line of communication with our Savior.
That's Ephesians 2:6. God raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we all have that direct path and that direct link to God in our prayer life. Now, yours can be the one that's firing back and forth with him because you're utilizing it, you're using it. Or yours can be the one that he's setting up there looking at saying, I wish Kenny would talk to me today. Is today the day that Kenny's going to say something to me? So my prayer for everybody is this, that you know, the tool that God gave us to pray, the tool that God gave us, a direct line of communication with him, I pray that everybody just uses it, just, you know, wears it out, just makes it, you know, just literally don't stop. You know, the scripture says pray without ceasing for a reason. Because I really think that, you know, that's the type of communication that God wants with us. You know, like that, the little boy that's asked all the questions of his dad, right? How do you do this? Are we there yet? Where'd you get that? How come that's like that?
What's that?
Yeah, what's that? You know, that communication.
Yeah.
Is vitally important. If you got a young child and you got an adult and they're asking a bunch of questions, that communication is vitally important for that child to grow up properly.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come to Christ, we come as babes again, right? So we have to seek him out in our prayers. We have to worship him in our prayers. We have to be thankful for all he's done in our prayers. We have to be yearning for that relationship with him, like that little child yearns for a relationship with its mother and its father. We have to be seeking God the same way, yearning for that relationship. So we're not only just seated with him, you know, we're talking with him.
Amen.
We're communicating with him. He's giving us directions that he wants us to do at that point. But that's the power of prayer. That's where prayer will take you if you allow it to, if you allow that relationship to bud and grow. Amen.
Amen.